For years, top Arizona water officials have disagreed on how to manage what happens to the Colorado River water in the continuing drought. The big question is, if the top level of Lake Mead drops below a certain point, who gets their water protected and who has to sacrifice? Officials held an informational meeting yesterday. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn was there and is here now. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
So what did you learn at this meeting, and can you explain what this drought contingency plan is and what it may mean for Valley water users?
So it was definitely a really technical meeting. There were a lot of acronyms, and the main one we're going to be talking about today is that plan, or DCP. Technically, it's the Lower Basin DCP based on Arizona's geography on the Colorado River. So if I haven't lost you yet, here's the latest. This meeting is actually the second one of these that water officials have been holding, and the other one happened at the end of June and kind of projected a dire picture. And yesterday, top officials like Central Arizona Project General Manager Ted Cook, he fielded even more questions. Like, is this DCP enough to provide adequate water supply for the foreseeable future? And what else are they going to do? And here he is answering both of those questions.
Is it enough? Most likely not. What else are you working on besides the DCP? There needs to be more stuff, and there is. We're looking at desalination, both local desalination and ocean desalination. There's both supply and demand management that we need to do, and there are multiple tools in each one of those buckets, and we are working on all of those things.
So a lot of the questions were kind of along those lines. Is this DCP going to work, and who is it going to work for?
All right. So speaking of who, last meeting there was a diverse group of water users. Did you see the same this time, and what did they ask?
Yeah. Again, we saw state lawmakers, we saw tribal leaders, and a lot of agriculture representatives. And they're all trying to understand what exactly this water plan is supposed to do for them and for the other users. So mostly the questions echoed the last meeting, where federal officials pushed these Arizona water leaders to get this plan done, because if they did not, there might be some stepping in there. Some people in the audience also are going to make up a new 40-person committee meant to steer and hash out the gritty details to make sure everyone gets some piece of the plan. That's going to include Central Arizona Farming Representative Paul Orme. I spoke with him after the meeting, and he represents water users that make up 70% of the farming water allocation from the Colorado River. And as it stands, the DCP would hit them hard if Lake Mead drops below that critical point. So here he is talking about keeping the lake at 10,025 feet.
Even though protecting Lake Mead to level 1020 or 1025 does us no good, because we're long gone off the system by then, we still think it's good for the state. We still would like to be able to support DCP, but not at our total expense.
And so the original plan, it stands to cut off some of the agricultural water and then act like dominoes to kind of push other water users to conserve, and thereby leaving more water in the lake to stop it from dropping to even lower levels. This new DCP plan kind of hits that point at a different level, and then it would cut off all the ag water allocation, and Orme really hopes to change that detail.
So, Casey, it sounds like even though there are still a lot of moving parts before the DCP is even finished, are people excited about that and what's next?
I would not say the atmosphere there was excited. This has been a long, drawn-out, and bitter fight to get the ball rolling, to get everybody at the table, and to get something in front of the legislature so even they have a say, too. Everyone in the room seemed mildly frustrated and possibly a little skeptical that they're going to hit this deadline of getting into the 2019 legislative session. Even Ted Cook with Central Arizona Project did say it's going to be nonstop meetings and talks from now until their deadline.
And this is what our life is going to be between now and the end of the year, is every couple of weeks meetings with a lot of work to do in between. But we're committed to it, and we expect to meet that deadline one way or the other.
One way or the other, the next step is to assemble this large steering committee by late July and to keep those talks public, too. Then whatever gets written up will be sent to the legislature so that they can tell the director of Arizona's Water Department to sign off and hopefully finally get a drought contingency plan for Colorado River water in place.
All right. That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.